Welcome to Reaching Out to the Community. My name is Derek Bullard. In recent news, Magog and Stansted welcomed Steve Cote as the new outreach worker dedicated to assisting and supporting vulnerable and isolated families. Let's hear directly from Steve about his role in the collaborative efforts behind this initiative.
I'm Steve Cote. I'm a father of a 4-kid, another one's coming soon. I'm working as a proximity, un agent, un travailleur de proximité, donc for the family, to reach out, to outreach family that are having like newborn kids under 5, like most specifically.
Next, we asked, how did the Maison de la Famille Memphrey-Magog, the Centre de Pédiatrie Sociale Le Tandem, and Équipe Ressources Relais come together to initiate a project that resulted in him becoming the new proximity worker for Magog and Stansted?
Yeah, well, that's part of, it's a big part of what charms me to go towards that job. Like, it put an even bigger interest for me to see that the Centre de Pédiatrie Sociale, Le Tandem, and La Maison de la Famille were working together on that project. For me, that is an important part, because sometimes we can have a few different organizations that offers kind of the same service, not exactly the same, but and we don't want, the goal is to really offer help to families in Quebec. So I was happy to see that those two organizations were working together. And you mentioned Ressources Relais, which is another organization that works really, that has an expertise, let's say, in what is more le travail de rue, to have that kind of proximity work. The Maison de la Famille or the Centre de Pédiatrie Sociale were less didn't have much experience in that kind of job. So Ressources Relais, they do that for people that are homeless, they do that for senior citizens, they do that for people with mental health issues. So they were happy to be able to guide that kind of project that is more towards families.
It was reported that the collaboration received financial support from the Ministry of Family. Steve goes on to elaborate on the scope of this support.
Yeah, well, that's the project is based on, it's a 3-year project. The Ministry of Family was offering 50 jobs across Quebec. So organization had to go together or go on their own. Some region it's just the Centre de Pédiatrie Sociale. Some other region it's just a community organization for family, like a Maison de la Famille, that did the demand. I think we are unique in the project to have those two organizations together for the same job. And so there's 50 people across Quebec that are working on that. We're being followed by a team of researchers from University de Québec à Trois-Rivières. And the point is to see if it's a useful job, if it helps to reach out those family in particular that are most vulnerable, most isolated. That's the point. That's the reach.
We now turn to the practical aspects of Steve Cote's role as a proximity worker. Steve highlights the dynamic nature of his schedule, extending beyond conventional hours to engage with the community during various events and public gatherings. He explains that his commitment goes beyond the 9-to-5 framework.
Well, the goal, the thing is that I let's say a difference, my schedule is a bit more large than just 9-to-5 in the community organization or the Centre de Pédiatrie Sociale. I attend the public happening, December is a big month for that because Santa Claus is everywhere, it seems. And there's parade, there's those les centres d'achat qui accueillent aussi le Santa Claus. So those are the kinds of places I can go to and reach out, see really people that are maybe in need. If I don't specifically see someone that is in need, I just talk about my help, my job to other families, so that maybe they will have a flash or something, say, oh yeah, I know this family or someone in my family may need that help. And my help is basically to to let's say something I can do is with the DPG if someone starts to have like a problem with their kids and the DPG comes in, and sometimes it can be stressful, it can be like hard to manage, and so I can be a help in between. I can help the parent go see organization if they don't know about them, so inform them.
We asked our guest if he could shed light on the unique challenges that the families with children age 0 to 5 might face, and how his role as a proximity worker aims to address these issues directly.
Well, the main challenge, I would say, is poverty. Like, because that, let's say last week there was someone, she just couldn't go to her kids. She can see her kids every week, supervise and everything. It's super important to show up there, but then her car broke down, so like, and not enough money to be like able to just like rent another car or repair that one right on the spot. So she risked a whole like catastrophic, I would say, like continuation, because then the youth department will just be like, well, you can't assist your kids by going to the supervision, then it will just go harder and harder. So poverty is obviously like a main problem. And also sometimes it's just like we're not taught to be parent at school. There's no like, there's not much program when you get a kid to be like, okay, I'm going to train myself to be a parent. So sometimes there's just a lack of knowledge towards that kind of task, which is a huge responsibility in the end. So
we asked Steve to shed some light on the strategies employed by the project to establish and cultivate trust with individuals who may initially be apprehensive about seeking assistance.
Yeah, well, to me, it's a good point that you bring it back. It's a bit, well, that's strange, but I don't know how to say it. Like, it's just because people who really don't trust at all, I mean, so far, I haven't even reached out to them so much. They're almost unreachable. Like, and my job, I've been there for 4 months now, so it's still new. Mm-hmm. So I think trust may come after a year that they see me in every like activity and in places. Maybe trust will develop. But so far, the people that are accepting my help, let's say, I can see that, I mean, the relationship I'm building with them is where the trust is coming back. So it's super precious, and it's really in my openness and my presence to them, just to welcome them, to listen to them, to be non-judgmental about whatever their situation can be. And when I achieve that, trust comes back pretty fast. But then, like, it's still... It's still a long path, and so that trust is always like fragile, I would say, because the system will take patience to go through. If you lost your kids, it can take a while before you get them back sometimes.
Steve hinted at the importance of trust in his interactions, so we asked him, how does being in the field enhance his ability to rebuild that trust and connect with parents in a meaningful way?
but still, like, I've been being on the field. I've seen people that still don't want my help, that still are like, no. So I did see that untrust side of that people can have, but I don't pass so much time, I guess, because they refuse it and they hide themselves. So I go towards people that are still ready a bit to open up, or that my interaction is making them open up. Also,
Steve sheds light on the absence of legal obligations for parents to accept the services he provides.
No, exactly. It's really just like someone mentioned that. It's almost like I present myself as a friend more than as an intervention that you have to follow. And if you don't, you're going to get punished, you know? So just that is already an opening for trust issues. Like, the person will feel that and will be maybe more inclined But it's fragile, that's the thing. Maybe I can say something there that will make them back up, or then I have to reach back a bit and to work on those facts. But me, I don't even hold a dossier. Like, I don't have records of people. I don't register the things that they tell me. So I'm really just there as a friend, as someone that can support and guide.
Yeah. Now our guest paints a vivid picture by providing specific examples of the support and activities that he offers to his clientele in Magog and Stansted.
Yeah, well, I guess something that happened 2 weeks ago, there's a family in Magog, La Famille Lacroix, they offer a supper. They have like 100 tickets. They offer a supper as a generosity for the community. And so that was like that. So like people that I already connected with, or it was also a tool for me to connect with some new people. I remember on the last day, like the supper was Saturday 2nd of December, and there was markets all around the Magog. There was like 3 Christmas markets, and I met a family at one of the markets at Princess Elizabeth School, and I offered them tickets, and finally they arrived. There were 10 people, I think. Like, they brought friends and they brought people, and so that's something that can happen. It's not on a regular basis that there is free supper like that, but with entertainment and everything. But that was one happening. Like, that's more like cultural, let's say, like something that can be offered. If not, I can just. That's the thing, that person that couldn't go to her kids, well, that's not something I would do on a regular basis, but to help once, if it's like a unique thing that is happening, like that mother that needed to see her kids, I gave her a drive, like I brought her back and forth so that she could have her visit with her kids, and this week, then I hope that it gave her the time to repair the car, and that she can be autonomous again. Yeah. So it's two kind of a really different kind of service. But I can just go for a walk and have a chat with someone, and she can just vent over a subject, and that's it. Yeah, that will be the help that I will be given.
For individuals seeking assistance, Steve explains how they can connect with.
Yeah, well, I have a phone number. They can reach out. Yep. It's 819-609-1620. That is a way to reach out to me. For sure, if you go to Maison de la Famille or the Centre de Pédiatrie Sociale or in Stansted, the TAS, you go there, you can talk about me. There's probably my cards are everywhere in those places. So I can be reached out. Like that, I want to mention, like, clearly, like, it's not specifically like a service. Well, it is, but I guess like the main point for me will be to bring the person to the services that the person needs. So I offer helps, I offer support, but like I try to bring individuals, families to the place where they will be helped and there will be a follow-up for them.
So finally, we ask our guest, Steve Cote, how flexible is the support system in addressing the needs of families beyond his territory of Stansted or Magog?
Yeah, well, the 50 person that are on that project from the ministry, we get to know each other. We get, like, we call that like a communauté de pratique. So we get together maybe once a month with Zoom, and we exchange. So I'm getting to know a bit better the person. There's one or two in Sherbrooke with Famille Plus, Le Ram, Famille Espoir, La Maison de la Famille de Quetzcook, Au Granit aussi, dans le Haut-Saint-François. Ils ont chacun, they each have their proximity worker for families. I guess we got lucky in the Eastern Township. Like, we got maybe like 5 or 6 out of the 50.
Yep.
But so I can refer also if there's needs, or refer to the like that woman I brought her to the Maison de la Famille des Arbrisseaux in Windsor, because that was her territory. But her kids, she was visiting them in Magog, so we're allowed to cross territories also when it's needed, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. I would mention, you said also, well, for now, I don't know how it's going to go, but like my Facebook page, Steve Côté, and maybe like type in also the Tandem or Maison de la Famille, because there must be a lot of Steve Côté. But if you go there, that's also a way to, like, I'm posting activities of the area and stuff. And maybe for Christmas, I'm going to be a little, I'm going to go storytelling on the internet, because that's also maybe a way to reach out to families with the virtual world. So we're trying that out for Christmas also.
Thank you to Steve Côté, the newly appointed proximity worker for Magog and Stansted. My name is Derek Bullard, and this has been Reaching Out to the Community. Keep it tuned right here to CJMQ 88.9 FM.